Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
We're kind of a mess over here.
A hot mess.
A hot mess. Ryan cannot hear.
Ryan can't hear himself.
Just take your headphones off and listen to us normally, Ryan. That's right, everyone. Ryan Alan Creo is back in the studio.
Hi, everybody. With no headphones.
Should we go headphoneless today?
Should we go topless?
Yeah. What do we need the headphones for?
All right,
anyway?
Screw it. Here we go. Take it in off.
Let's take a risk.
My hair looks so much better without these damn things anyway.
Yeah, we look so much cuter.
It is the Survivor After Show. The three of us are coming to you from AfterBuzz. It is season 29.
I thought you were going to say we're coming to you live from Tokyo or something.
Live.
We're in Encino.
Every week the skyline changes. This week we're in Tokyo.
Yes, we're on tour.
Encino.
Oh my God.
I'm your host, Austin Walter.
I didn't even know the show was starting.
I know. We don't have the headphones on, so this is going to be... Jeez.
No, a little bit.
Are we good to go, Steven? All right, we're good to go.
Man.
Last night, crazy blindside, another blindside in Blood vs. Water 2. Ryan, did you watch the correct episode? You're a few behind.
I did. I've actually completely caught up. Don't get the fans yelling at me, Justin. I will tell them how you don't even watch the show and you just watch Rob has a podcast.
That is a lie.
He just watches Rob has a podcast. You don't even watch the episodes.
That is a lie. I watched it this morning, actually, and I was shocked.
See, you're not helping the CBS ratings and everything else. No wonder they're never going to cast you.
I DVR it.
That doesn't count. Watching it live counts as a full point. You're hurting yourself.
I'm not a Nielsen house.
You should live tweet during every show.
I do.
Jerry and I watch it live and have popcorn together every night.
Yeah, this is the first time we've seen each other since probably the last time we were here. Welcome back, Ryan. You've been busy with Dream Job In. How did all that go?
It went very well.
It went very well.
I was
well.
In New York twice. It was fun. It was crazy. They set me up, though, and I hate them, but it was fun.
And Jerry, the Millers got canceled, but your dream job is they're going to shift you to another show, right?
Yeah.
When you win.
The dream job thing is still on. Please still go and vote for me at dreamjobbing.com because apparently they're going to find another show for me to be a producer on when I win.
All right, good. Well,
she's going to produce the Survivor After Show.
Yes.
Congratulations, Jerry.
Moving on.
Oh, believe me, if I produce this.
We have a lot to talk about tonight, and we have to kind of do it a little quicker than usual because we got a little bit of
Because Justin is so
Justin
diva.
I have to get to downtown, and I was just put it in the GPS from here. It's
He's
over
such a
an
huge
hour.
Fan of the show. He has to leave to
oh,
go
stop.
Downtown.
What's downtown?
A paying job.
Well, what are you doing downtown?
All right. I'm not telling you.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
So, let's talk about last night. Huge blindside
so
with Jeremy.
Shady.
Are you being sequestered?
No, I wish. We'll get to that later. Don't put those thoughts in my mind. We got back from Tribal Council. Reed was pissed off because obviously his boyfriend Josh went home.
Right.
And John was worried that people would be mad at him. And Keith was like, well, we're going to be next.
More of the same.
More of the same.
Yeah.
Just more of the same.
Reed didn't look up. Reed didn't look upset. Like, he wasn't like angry, but he was just like, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
He's like his... game's ruined, basically.
Yeah, and so it was just...
Well, not necessarily. It's
but
not
I think that
ruined.
The first thought that you would have in your head is like, oh, I'm screwed now.
I think the first thought in his head was just like, oh, I can't kiss on anybody. Because there's been so much mac and cheese going on.
Oh,
like,
and there was a lot of that with John and Jacqueline in last night's episode.
Stop it! Stop with the kissing
I love
on
calm
Survivor.
Down. Can't you be a lover, not a hater?
No!
This is why people think you're a villain.
I don't care.
Be
it's
nice.
Disgusting.
You also hate puppies. And children. So
no,
let's work on your niceness.
I love puppies.
Oh, geez.
Not
well,
children, though,
not
you see.
Kitties.
We got the typical post-tribal stuff, and then we went right into the reward challenge where everybody, they picked tribes and teams again, and they had to balance on a beam over mud and just like shake it off.
I love Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, shake it off. They just shake everybody off. It was, did you think it was good?
I thought it was probably the most wah-wah-wah at the end when it was Missy and
Baylor.
And it was down to them. It was tied. and the mom and daughter go up against each other, and she just kind of fell off. Missy.
The challenge was a little anticlimactic to watch. It was kind of...
I liked it, actually.
I like it. I like, you know, when they actually are, like, battling and pushing more so than when they have to, like, kind of swat each other. But it was all about core balance, and the matchups went to the final round, like you said. One thing that I don't want to sound like we're just all negative on this episode right now, but one thing that was annoying to me was when it was Bitsy
Spider
Baylor and Missy was when Jeff made it so over the top, mother versus daughter.
Yeah. One was, will die.
It was just like so over the top of like, it's the epic battle in Blood versus Water 2 of mother versus daughter.
Yeah.
You're turning red.
I know. I got really lightheaded doing that.
Do you want some Diet Coke? I'm the only one drinking on this show.
Well, I just got really,
really faint and lightheaded doing that. But, I mean, the one battle that was surprising me both times was when John beat Jeremy both times.
Why did it surprise you?
Because Jeremy is huge in
Steph. John is a wrestler. He's a wrestler. You can see he's got the cauliflower ears. He knows how to...
I don't think the big is a factor either. Yeah. It was such a tiny little thing, so it's actually, I think it's better to be smaller.
Mm. Well, Natalie versus Jacqueline. Natalie won both times versus Jacqueline, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jerry,
did you watch the episode?
Yeah, I just didn't.
Jerry hates children, Survivor.
I got a lot of stuff.
All right,
going
so
on today.
Okay, enough with the reward challenge.
Now, we're starving.
Let's talk about the most controversial move after the reward challenge. When Natalie and Jeremy's tribe or team won the reward challenge, and then Natalie spoke up and said, Jeff, can I switch with someone on the other side to have the reward? And then Jeremy piped in as well, and they gave it to John and Jacqueline.
Yeah,
Go off, Jerry.
Dumb, ridiculous, stupid. If you win a challenge, just take it. Don't kiss anyone's ass, because it's not a guarantee that you're going to say anything with anybody or any rules or honest little things of trust are going to fall
through. Let's also
through.
Point out that it's not only not a guarantee, but it's more times than not, statistically, one of the worst things you could do. Every single time you do a quote-unquote nice thing,
backfires.
It always backfires,
because
which really happened in this.
It actually puts the target on your back as being, oh, they're really nice. They might win in the end if they're sitting in the final three.
There's that.
Look at how
there's
nice
that,
they
and
were.
I just I feel like it's the universe. It's like the yin and the yang. You could do something really good and something bad happens to you right away. That's just how the universe works.
Especially
even
on
Jeff,
Survivor.
I saw Jeff talking about it on Entertainment Weekly. He was just like, gosh,
every time.
It's like a horrible move to make is doing something like that.
And it is.
Now, I didn't really think that was the most controversial move.
Well,
one of them. Of the episode.
Well, we'll get to what you think it is. But at first, I was like, yes, Natalie is playing the game. I was like, I'm giving credit to Natalie.
I'm liking her, too.
I really like her, too. She's smart.
I went into the season, like, not liking the twinnies because they're twins.
Yeah,
I got the meme
text from you.
You're just like, I can't believe they're on the season. And then once 21 went and 22 stayed, and Natalie, I think, is a player, and she is strategically playing the game. And I at first was like, awesome, Natalie, you're playing strategically. And then Jeremy hopped on, and then I was like, this is over the top.
What's 21's name?
Natalie and Nadia. Oh, my gosh, I was blanking.
Yeah, why do you guys call her 21?
I'm just saying twin 1 and twin 2.
Oh,
like, you know, like the Dr. Seuss.
Jerry's a little slow.
Yeah. I thought you said 21.
21.
20. Did I miss something?
But
20.
20.
And, you know.
That's what they call each other on Amazing Race. They would scream 20 at each other.
Oh, okay.
That's
I don't watch that show.
Yeah,
sorry.
We forgot you're not a fan of CBS.
I am if I'm producing
but, it. But, you know, it is that it's the catch 22 of it's the idea of, okay, yes, you're giving that favor, but then the idea of, oh, it's too nice, too strategic, and we need to get them off because they did that.
And Jeremy really needed a sandwich. I mean, he's like the kind of guy who has a metabolism that is over the top. He needs a sandwich. He shouldn't be turning down sandwiches.
No one should be turning down sandwiches.
There's a bigger picture. The irony of the whole thing is then Jeremy went to XILM and then eventually got voted off. So this whole episode, everything backfired for him.
Everything that
went wrong for him. And what did you think of them sending Jeremy to Exile Island?
I thought that showed right away how they really thought about him.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of, I got it
I
at
mean,
first.
I mean, I know they wanted him to
they wanted
get
him
the
to
idol.
Find the idol.
Right, but John already knew he had the idol.
Yes.
So he should have probably thought before that he agreed to send him there.
Yeah.
Right?
And he didn't.
No, he didn't. He was too busy thinking, I'm getting a sandwich.
And it was interesting, too, now looking back, I just realized this. I took a note of, like, during that challenge, it was all about John needing food. John needing food. Every time someone went up, it was John talking about how I need food, I need food, I need food. Clearly, that was because then they gave up the reward. It was just like the John story,
right? Feed him, caveman,
You know, and they sent Jeremy to Exile Island. He clearly didn't find the idol because John had it, and he, when he got back from exile,
he looked like crap. You know what? This is the first time they actually showed what happens at Exile Island. Like, I've always wondered, where are they sleeping? Like, we already know there's no shelter. Do they have fire? What's going on? Like, this is the first time they actually showed somebody spending the night, and now two nights on Exile Island. And it
Let's just say
horrible.
The amount of crabs that were crawling around was horrifying.
They don't bother you.
Horrifying.
They don't bother you.
No, but I'm saying, like, the entire ground was moving. Do you know what I mean? It's just...
I was just going to make a terrible
Jerry's had crabs before.
Hey, you know, I've had lots of crabs crawling on me before. They're not that bad.
But
what kind of show is this?
You know, I usually think, oh, going to Exile is not that bad. But when we did see Jeremy walk back from Exile and that he looked, I couldn't believe it, like, visibly awful, terrible... And just not good.
Yeah. Spirit broken.
Yeah. Not good.
And regretting
his decision.
Yeah. I could have used a sandwich.
You know, and so, I mean, even we talked about it last week. You guys weren't here. Ryan filled in, Ryan Hooks. I thought last week I was kind of pissed off that the idol on Exile was so easy to find. And it was just way too easy to find. Last week when it was and the, just when John found it. Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Of course.
Did you think it was too easy?
I didn't think it was too easy.
I thought it was in the most obvious spot.
Well
I think they want the person
obvious.
From Exile to find it.
Yeah, but the first person, let's wait for two clues at least.
No, well,
you know,
they wanted him to find it specifically.
I know. Well, then we did see John, you know, making the realization of, oh my gosh, once Jeremy gets back from Exile, he's going to know that I've been lying to him. And then I did find the idol. And
right.
Jacqueline, how should we play it off?
Right. This was probably the first time I've seen anybody use the idol and having the idol to such a strategic advantage. Because normally everyone freaks out. Mm-hmm. And then when someone knows they have the idol, they go for them immediately. But somehow John deflected all that attention off of himself and got it, you know, back at Jeremy.
Yeah.
It was really bizarre.
Because he's so pretty when he talks to you, you're just like, oh my God, whatever
you
say.
Will you be my fourth?
Missy was like, please.
My fourth husband.
Yes, I'm ready for a fourth husband.
That's,
But I agree, I agree with you because when John was talking to Jeremy.
John and Jacqueline aren't married. So
not yet.
He's still up for grabs.
They're engaged.
Once Jeremy realized, obviously, John had it, and he went back and he told Natalie, like, we need to approach John and kind of catch him in his lie. I know he has the idol. He should tell us. And then
But did he really lie? I mean, he didn't even know which side he was playing on before that.
No, he's lying to Jeremy. He's lying in general, but I think it was smart of John to not, you know, tell him right away. Like,
well, here's the thing. It wasn't until last week that John and Jacqueline picked a side.
Yep.
So he wasn't hiding anything from Jeremy. It would have been very simple if he wanted to just go, yeah, dude, I got the idol. I got it. Don't worry about it.
So here's what I thought. When John was talking to Jeremy and Ellie, my initial gut reaction was, you should come clean with it and tell them. Like, you should come clean with it and tell them. And he didn't do that, and I thought it was a stupid decision. But then you're right. He turned it into such a strategic move in approaching Missy, and it was either going to backfire that Missy was going to stay loyal to Jeremy and John was going to get blindsided, or Missy was going to go with them, and it worked as advantage. I was shocked that they did that.
I feel like there was a lot of conversations
that we did not see
because it didn't really make a lot of sense.
Yes.
It really didn't, because how would he know to go to Missy and think that that was okay, because Missy and Jeremy have been tight since day one. So we missed something.
I felt like we missed something.
Yeah, I agree. Something for sure was fishy.
Well, that's the thing that I think I've had a couple friends of mine who are Survivor fans since day one complain about this season is, I don't want to complain about the editing and, you know, the editing villain made people villains and all that stuff in the editing, but there have been so many blindsides this season that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
We don't see any of the conversations that are going down that lead up to these people getting voted off. I genuinely was shocked that Jeremy got voted off, and part of that was because that conversation with Missy, I thought, oh my God, like, that's not going to do anything.
Well, right. I was also shocked at the voting. Like, it didn't make any sense.
It was Missy, Baylor, Jacqueline, John, and then Reed. They got Reed. So when did they talk to Reed? It's like all this stuff went down that we got nothing of.
Yeah, there were votes.
Well, Reed did say he would vote with them when they had that conversation. He didn't cement it, but there was that sort of conversation saying that he would.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Because then you also have to talk about the other idol with Reed looking through his stuff.
Okay, that right there was the most controversial thing I think that's happened this season.
Okay.
And I know everybody was tweeting and I had to stop watching because I hadn't seen the episode yet, but they were tweeting about, this is like in Australia when Jerry looked through Kel's bag for beef jerky, which, by the way, it wasn't me. It was Tina who went through the bag. And all these years later, people still think it was me. I don't know why. I did not touch anybody's bag. Yeah, that was Tina.
That was in the 70s, people. Relax. Like, calm down.
You know what? It sure feels like it.
It was a long time ago.
So what is the protocol in Survivor? We've seen people go in people's bags multiple times. So
especially this
season. Is your bag really off limits or is it fair game?
It's fair game, okay. Which is why you should never put anything in it that you want someone to find.
Yeah.
Period.
Clearly. I mean, that's like 101.
Yeah, just go hide it somewhere, stick it in your pants, never leave it anywhere.
Bury it somewhere.
I mean, I honestly, it's still disturbing though, because it is kind of your private space. You don't really have private space.
You hide the idol not in your items. You hide it in the woods under a rock or somewhere where you know and mark
you burn that,
you can
stupid
find.
Paper.
Yeah, John
which, again,
burned
John
it.
Burned it. But again, I was like, John is gaining points for being actually strategic.
Well, it's also about if you don't know the rules of an idol, then you've clearly never watched the show. you even need to read the rules of an idol. Oh, can
so
only be
true.
Played after, like, come on.
Well, and then, so yeah, when Reed found the clue and he showed the physical clue to Missy and you know, all these other people, you know, that could have backfired on him. Like, oh, but
I thought
it
that
didn't.
Was I know this episode was so confusing to me. I seriously still have not figured out what happened.
I don't think it was confusing to backfired for me because everyone is always looking for any attention on someone else.
Yes.
It's just like high school, that they pick on one person or in any kind of schooling where you pick on someone, like all of a sudden that person's the red flag and then everyone's like, this is the person, regardless of what it is, how big the information is. It's just someone got attention. Do you mean what's her name hoarding the food? They find one little thing, she's villain number one. Like that's like everyone's focus on these kind of games.
Yeah,
that's why you just so try to stay under the radar in certain points.
Yeah, and one thing,
but they didn't go after Keith. That was the weird thing. And,
well, and that's the thing, this
and
is,
I feel like we didn't see a bunch of stuff because I'm pretty sure there were people that went up to Keith and said, hey dude, we know you got the idol.
Yeah.
But I don't think they did, because then he would have played the idol.
Well, no, here's
so
why.
That's
why
I thought.
No, here's
that was
why,
weird to
this
me
is
too.
Why I think Keith did not play the idol. I was thinking about this. Because the fake plan was, we're going to vote off Reed and Keith. Like, they're going to split the votes from Reed and Keith. So Keith knows that. So if he and Wes, which they did, vote for Reed, thinking they were splitting the votes for Reed and Keith, then their two votes to Reed would make a majority Reed. So that's why in Keith's mind, he didn't have to play the idol, because he thought they were splitting the votes to flush out the idol between Keith and Reed. And if he votes for Reed, oh, no, I don't need to do a diet.
No,
again.
That makes sense.
Does it make sense?
Perfect
because
sense.
Because that's why
that's
I didn't
exactly
play
what happened.
And
my head hurts.
The other thing that I was thinking about for Reed was, okay, Reed.
Jerry, go get me another cocktail.
Reed threw
while we talk.
I need a
while
cocktail.
We talk.
If the plan was, let's split our six votes, three to Reed.
Why are you yelling at me?
Oh, sorry, I'm not. If the, no, because their plan was.
He does yell, doesn't
sorry,
he?
The plan for Jeremy
just
was.
Just makes me calm down a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I get so
you're
excited.
His ears off over there.
No, we can't even hear him. None of us are wearing headphones. No,
Steven.
You're exactly.
Steven.
Oh my God. You just called me Jeremy.
Okay. Yeah.
Justin, you explained it perfectly.
No,
you know,
this is what I want to say.
Steven.
The other plan. Jeremy's
you,
plan
Steven.
Was flawed. Jeremy's plan was, let's have three votes for Keith. Three votes for Keith and three votes for Reed, right?
Yes.
Three and three. They have four votes.
I'm going to take a nap.
If those four actually voted someone together, the splitting of the votes would have backfired.
Yeah.
So it was a flawed plan.
Exactly. That's why I'm sitting here going, it didn't make any sense. And I don't care what you say or how you try to make sense of it. It doesn't make any sense. It just turned out that Jeremy went home.
Well, no. Okay, so let's talk about it strategically. Was it smart for Missy and Baylor to go with Jacqueline and John over sticking with Jeremy? That's the big question. Was it smart for Missy and Baylor?
No.
Why?
Because I think Jeremy is a less likable person. And I think John is a super threat because I feel like he's so charming. Everyone likes him. And he also, there's two of them. So they're, in my opinion, much more of a threat than
what about
Jeremy
and Natalie? I mean, Natalie would go against Jeremy if she had to.
I think, I mean, at any point, I think they all would go. I mean, she's proven over and over again that she's not very loyal to her alliances on other shows.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? Strategically, Jerry, what was the smarter decision for Missy? Was the one who made the move. It was Missy's decision to, you know, if she didn't go with John and Jacqueline, then Jeremy would not have gone home.
Also, you also have to say this really quick, is that Josh and Reed, you know, Josh is already on the jury. He's for sure not going to vote for Jeremy. They're not fans of him. Mm-hmm. So
you don't think so?
No.
I mean, I think Josh probably respects Jeremy. Maybe. As a player.
I think he would have respected him.
Yeah, I would say over John. Like, they're going to pick John.
Because Josh and Jeremy looked at each other as equal threats. And I don't think that that was in a, malicious way. Yeah, it was more of like a kind of respect.
I still think
thing,
if you have
like,
them both lined up, that they would go with John every single
time.
Well,
here's the thing. I think John, I think he did his attack maybe one week.
I don't
week.
Think he, anymore.
I think he did it 1 week too early because now who's the biggest threat out there? John.
Yeah.
Like, Jeremy took away target off of John as being a huge threat. John is the biggest threat left in
well,
the game.
Well, we saw that in coming up next week on Survivor.
Which, if he will be public
John
enemy
is the
number
biggest
one,
threat.
No. But, you know, probably he'll stay probably longer. But I think the person in my mind who's running the game is Missy. I think Missy's running the show.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No. Watch. I think John and Jacqueline are they absolutely have 100%. The deciding factors
each
week
they have been. But I think moving forward, I think we're going to see Missy take charge.
I think we're going to see Keith go home with an idol in his pocket.
You think so?
I think so. I don't think he's ever going to play that thing.
What did you guys think of, real quick, the immunity challenge where it was a puzzle that they could only use their feet for the first time in Survivor history? They
had I would
build,
be good at that one.
They had to build a block puzzle and only use their feet
it
to create
really
it.
It was really weird looking. Like, it was surreal.
That
a couple times I just burst into laughter because I was
to
like,
watch.
Look at them with their feet.
I liked it, though.
Yeah,
I
would have
done good at that one.
I'd have been good at that.
Yeah.
Baylor won it. And
I pick things up with my feet all the time.
Towards the end, it was harder for people like Reed, who were in the lead the whole time, to get, because they have such long legs and torsos, to get their
that
legs
one closest
higher
to.
Up than Baylor, who is closer and shorter legs, to get it right. Up. I thought that was a fun twist. But again, they're like, it's Survivor history. Oh, that they're using feet? Big deal.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my
on.
God. Call the press.
Call the Guinness Book of World Records.
You know what? If they had done it blindfolded, I think that would have been Survivor history.
I thought it was going to be completely blindfolded. That's what I thought it was going to be. But
no, I'm talking about with their feet and
oh,
blindfolded.
Oh, there we go. Then we'd be here. Yeah. We would have had to wait
still
another week to watch.
It'd be like, you know, you'd see like the time lapse of day and night, day and night, day
yeah.
and night.
I think last night's move and decision did open up the game to have a lot more free agents. I'm excited to see what Natalie does now, and hopefully she like strategically makes some big moves. And
I think she will,
and she could rally groups against.
Natalie's gonna win. Can you imagine?
Could you imagine? I will.
Did
be
she win?
Shocked. No.
No, she was voted off first the last season.
Well, she
for
got
also.
Off not first, yeah. But I will be shocked if Natalie can pull it out, and I would give her credit.
So the only couples left in the game are Wes and Keith,
Missy and Baylor,
and Jacqueline and John.
Yes.
So and I know Keith will never, ever, ever side with Missy.
No.
That will never happen.
Yeah, that won't happen.
They can't stand each other.
Yeah, it has been. And let's see, last week, and I may be wrong, and if I'm wrong, great. I kept saying that John and Jacqueline are more pawns than power players. But this week kind of made them look more like power players. So we'll see if they can keep it up.
They've been playing a really good game. I mean, you have to give them props. They've done some really smart things and that I really wasn't expecting from either one of them.
Yeah.
And if they just stopped making out, I would actually like them a lot more. Oh, man.
I want them to make
out
more.
You know what? It's like, okay, here's the thing with that whole deal, right? Like, there's people there who don't have their loved ones. And these other people, here they are sitting there with their loved one, and they can't stop making out. Now, to me, that's putting a target on your back anyway, because just it's annoying, and it's, you know, gross. Because
it's
not brushing
gross.
Their teeth.
That's
nobody's
what people
brushing
do.
Their teeth.
They're on an island. They're living. They're enjoying the experience. They're in love with their person. Mm-hmm. It's romantic.
I'm starting to think we might see a final, like a couple in the finals together. Like a couple, like pair in the final three together, if it is the final three.
Oh.
I don't know.
They're stupid. If you'd bring you'd go with a couple to the end,
we'll
that's
see,
a bad
but,
idea.
We have to wrap up, and I have to say that this is my last show for the season.
For the rest of your life.
Not for the rest
forever
of my life.
Forever and ever.
I am creating my own Survivor experience and adventure because I have not gotten on the show. I'm traveling to Patagonia, Chile, and Argentina for 3 weeks.
How many vacations does this dude go on?
Every year, man. You know what? Whatever you're doing
not
in life.
Year, twice a year, every season.
So,
every season. Yeah,
I know. You're it wrong. Just worked out. Last time it was, again, like towards the end of last season, so I apologize that my timing of when I get chunks off of work that I try to
whatever
go take
you're doing, Justin, you're doing it right.
Well, thank you,
that's
Jerry.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yes. Five, Jerry. Yes.
I can't seem to figure out how I can go on a three-week vacation.
We hope you make out all over the beach and get crazy.
I'm going to try and Skype in for the finale in from Buenos Aires.
Don't even bother.
I want to try, so I'm going to do that. But
Jerry and I won't be
I have loved doing the show for all the fans and for...
I'll be on E, she'll be on CBS.
Doing it with you guys.
Oh, God,
Ryan, this
so.
Means that you're going to have to show up for the next 3 weeks.
Hey, I'm always here, people.
He's always but here in spirit.
The time is changing next week because it's Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, so you guys are going to do it Wednesday and then back to Thursday, and then I'll Skype in for the finale, hopefully, fingers crossed.
How many more episodes are there?
Four, I believe.
That's it?
Yes.
Man,
it's winding down. Yeah.
Ryan, and then I'm also throwing the big Survivor finale party again and Amazing Race, so nice. I will fill in more details. Good. And you can find me on Ryan Allen Rio.com has all my stuff on there.
Jerry?
You can find me at Jerry Manthe on Twitter, and I think my website's down, but you can still go to jewelrybyjerry.com and buy your mom some jewelry.
Why is your website
coming
down?
Up?
I pushed the wrong button
oh,
in
gosh.
It.
Listen, if you do villain 123 in the promotional code,
oh,
you get 50% off.
People! Well, that is
our
show.
Are you coming out of my website?
Yeah. You
That's
guys can
idea.
Find me at Justin F. Walter. Thank you guys for joining in, and you're going to have to cue us when we got to buzz this thing out.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.